You're listening to SBS News.
A suicide bomber has struck an education centre in the Shiite area of the Afghan capital. A Taliban spokesperson says teenagers who were sitting university practice entry exams were among the victims. Eyewitness Hussein Ali says the death toll could be higher than the initial reports.
According to the investigation, more than 100 people have been reported dead and injured. We hope that the international community, the government of the Islamic Emirate and human rights institutions will pursue this issue, look for a solution and find the root of such attacks, because this series of killings should not be repeated in this systematic and targeted manner.
Schools are usually closed in Afghanistan on Fridays. The explosion happened where many people from the Hazara community, an ethnic, mostly Shiite Muslim minority, live. This group has been targeted in the past. Islamic State has recently taken action against schools, hospitals and mosques in other Shiite areas, campaigning against the Taliban since the regime took power in August 2021. Reza Naziri is vice president of an Australian Hazara community group. He says the Taliban is failing to offer protection, but that the Australian government could play a significant role.
We were somehow expecting this sort of attacks because the nature of the country since the Taliban came to power is getting really harsh, specifically for some minorities.
He told SBS News that young lives have been tragically lost.
They knew that education center is really important for the Hazara community. They know that because significantly the Hazara community in the past 20 years significantly invested on education center.
Police say they have arrested a suspect who may have links to the attack, and staff from the education center are likely to ask the Taliban for extra security protection for future large gatherings. Brooke Young, SBS News.